Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's House here in Dallas, Texas. It's a coffee shop, and there are a lot of people in here today. And Kent, there's just a buzz in the air, and I love hearing that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
buying coffee.
They're buying coffee, and we're in the game.
Exactly.
So we've got a great devotion planned. We're in Ephesians 6 and verse 13, the section on spiritual warfare. And the title of this devotion is Stand Firm. And I want to begin, as always, by reading the passage, and then, Kent, we're going to talk about it. And in verse 13, this whole larger section is about spiritual warfare. And Paul writes, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." Mm. So, Kent, this is another wake-up call for us, that we are in a struggle as we live our Christian lives to maintain purity and godliness and hang on to the truth. And what Paul writes here is what we need to hear. He says, he begins by saying, take up the full armor of God. And that means that you and I are responsible to be putting on the full armor of God. And here the wording is to take up the full armor of God. So the idea is not on us at this moment. We have to make a conscious choice to take it up and put it on.
That's interesting.
It is. And it's on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could say every day as we live our Christian lives, we've got to take up and put on the full armor of God. And when he says full armor, he's underscoring each and every piece. Not, you know, some of the pieces, most of the pieces, but every piece of the armor has to be put on. Otherwise, we will be exposed in a particular area of our Christian life for the devil to try to establish an entry point or an access point into our Christian lives to do us much harm. And he says the reason why we must do this, so you will be able to resist in the evil day. Well, the resisting is resisting the devil, resisting his demonic hordes, resisting their lies, their schemes, their deceptions. And the imagery here is it's coming against us. All of this is advancing against us, and we've got to resist. And so the idea is we can't cut and run. We can't just, okay, well, I'm going to move out to the middle of nowhere and just remove myself from the city. No, the devil's there waiting on you as well. So we've got to resist and stand firm. And he says to resist, to push back and not cave in the evil day. And there's a very real sense, Kent, there's a twofold explanation here. One, I think every day is an evil day, but there are some days that are more evil than others. And I think that he's designating here in the evil day that there is an ebb and a flow in spiritual warfare. And there was in Luke chapter 4 when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And it says the devil withdrew for another opportune time. And so there are certain opportune times for the devil to ambush us and to attack us that are in which we're more vulnerable to cave in than at other times. And I think the evil day here is referring to those opportune times of the devil when our guard is down, when we don't have the full armor of God on. Sometimes that's after our greatest spiritual victories. And we just kind of back off, almost like a football team gets defeated the next week after their biggest victory because they have a false confidence going into the next game. So we've got to be on red alert. And then it says, having done everything, and having done everything refers to putting on the full armor of God, being filled with the Spirit, having the Word of God in us, being much in prayer, doing everything that God would require of us. He concludes with this charge to stand firm. And Ken, I think there are too many Christians who are just being pushed around in spiritual warfare. They're caving in. They're filled with anxiety and worry. They're compromising. They're showing at times weakness when they really should be standing firm and holding their place in spiritual warfare, holding their position and resisting in the evil day. So, Kent, as always, we want to talk about this and the practicality of this, but this is real. This is real.
Yeah, and this is sobering.
Yeah.
It's sobering, and you said this, and we got people listening all over the world, but just to emphasize, just because we're here in the center of Dallas, are you saying that someone maybe overseas in Ireland or someone living out in the country, are we more susceptible here in Dallas than someone maybe out in the country in West Texas or someone by themselves in Ireland or someone, you know, is this everywhere at the same measure of
intensity?
Of evil intensity? Or
yeah.
Is it more, you know, do we need to be more concerned in certain places?
Well, first of all, Kent, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You can't go away.
It's everywhere. You cannot escape it. You can't go buy a plot of land out someplace and escape it. No, the devil is so well organized with myriads and myriads of demonic spirits. I will say that there are certain pockets, certain places where there is compounded evil. And I do think that there are certain beachheads, and there are various reasons for this, that Satan has gained leverage, like a crack in the dam, for the flood tides of wickedness to come to come gushing in, where there is not as much of a defense with the truth and resistance. So it's everywhere. I do think there are some places where it's exasperated to an even greater degree. Mm-hmm. So I think we would have to say that.
All right, so let me ask you this. This is a simple question, but I think a lot of our viewers are wondering this. What is the devil trying to do to us? Like, these are believers. What is the devil trying to accomplish in my life, in your life? Why are we having to put this armor on? What does he want? What does he want?
Yeah, the devil is trying to get at God, and he's using, attacking us to pry us away from his children, away from our supreme devotion to and allegiance to God himself.
Wow.
That's his way of striking at God and to divide the church and to tear down the kingdom.
Because he can't go directly at God.
That's impossible. I mean, that is a ploy that even the devil himself knows. You can't win that against God. But he can come at us and attack us and steal away our worship and our devotion, the purity of our life, and which hinders the advancement of the kingdom of God here upon the earth.
Wow.
And to sow his tares among the wheat, and to bring persecution against the church, and to divide the church, and to conquer believers and really ministries in the church. And so that's going on and taking place all around us. And so that's why we've got to stand firm and not let the devil really pry into what God's doing into our lives.
And I think you've said this before. So his first area of attack is this Bible. It's to take it out of our lives or to tell us it's not true.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That is very true. And to put us in churches and places where the truth is not being taught.
Then we're defenseless.
And then we're defenseless. We don't have the full armor on. And we're easily conquered and subdued.
And is that why, Steve, you're always pushing the Word of God? Is that why you're always saying, whatever you do, hold up the Word of God in your singing, in their doctrine? Is that why you're so passionate about that?
Absolutely, Kent. God put the power in the Word of God.
Wow.
And the only power that we really can wield in this world is when we unleash the truth of the Word of God. So when you go to church, you need to sing the truth. You got to hear the truth. You got to pray the truth. I mean, everything's got to revolve around the truth of the Word of God. And as we go out into the world, we are to be spreading the truth, because that's where God put the power, is in the truth. And so that's why, Kent, I rarely talk about myself, give a personal illustration, unless it's really in a self-deprecating way, because there's no power for someone to live off of my life. Mm-hmm. This is where the power is.
Wow.
The life of Christ, the death of Christ. And I can use myself or you or someone else as an illustration, but that's so secondary compared to what's primary, which is sound doctrine and the apostles' teaching and the law of God. So, Kent, this is a great study that we need to hear again and again and again. Stand firm. Take up the full armor of God. Resist the devil in the evil day. That is God's charge to you this day as you live your Christian life. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. God bless you.